Ordered South by Robert Louis Stevenson. Read by Mark Young. By a curious irony of fate, the places to which we are sent when health deserts us are often singularly beautiful. Often, too, they are places we have visited in former years, or seen briefly in passing by, and kept ever afterwards in pious memory. And we please ourselves with the fancy that we shall repeat many vivid and pleasurable sensations and take up again the thread of our enjoyment in the same spirit as we let it fall. We shall now have an opportunity of finishing many pleasant excursions, interrupted of yore before our curiosity was fully satisfied. It may be that we have kept in mind, during all these years, the recollection of some valley into which we have just looked down for a moment before we lost sight of it in the disorder of the hills. It may be that we have lain awake at night and agreeably tantalized ourselves with the thoughts of corners we had never turned, or summits we had all but climbed. We shall now be able, as we tell ourselves, to complete all these unfinished pleasures and pass beyond the barriers that confined our recollections. The promise is so great, and we are all so easily led away when hope and memory are both in one story, that I dare say the sick man is not very inconsolable when he receives sentence of banishment, and is inclined to regard his ill health as not the least fortunate accident of his life. Nor is he immediately undeceived.